Hi. Hi. Hey, how's it going? I hope it's going well. Okay, I'm back with another unboxing. This box has a story though. Although it's not a very exciting story, let's be. Just gonna bitch about it really quickly off the top so we can get to the good stuff. Today I am unboxing and reviewing a large soft Mako from a crow's nest. So when I found a crow's nest by seeing the Mako design on, I believe, the Bad Dragon sub. Somebody had one and I was like, that's not a bad dragon. What up? Do a little research, find it. Wasn't really buying toys a ton at the time that I found the shop, but I favorited them on Etsy and carried on with my life. And now here I am, a little bit more invested in collecting toys. And when I went to their shop to go find my first Mako, because I really like it, visually speaking, I'll clarify that. They didn't have it. Where was it? Why aren't there any of the drops? What? Who? How? Where? I don't. Did I dream it? Did I dream it? No. They took the mold off production for a while to fix it up and refine it, and they just reintroduced it a little earlier this year. So, me and like. I wasn't particularly quiet about the fact that I was looking for one on Twitter. When they became available, I was right there on the thing to get the thing. Toy drops can be a little bit stressful, but I secured the package. I got myself a Mako. I went for a large because I was like, I can always get a smaller one, I guess, if it doesn't work. But I want it. It's a flop, so it has a couple little issues that we'll look into and see if we can find. And I bought him middle of June. So then he just fucking disappeared into the U.S. Postal Service for over a month. I'm not pointing any fingers, but you know what? I'll save it. But I assume it was just sitting on like a pallet in Chicago waiting to be sorted to come through to Canada. It was a priority item though, so I spent a bit of money to get it here. All shops kind of have their own shipping selections and stuff like that. I don't want to bitch about shipping today, but for the price that was paid for shipping, it is, I would say, criminal that somebody was trying to fuck up the postal office, but that's just me. Anyway, it's here now. It showed up, it showed up, it showed up. Fucking last week, I got a notification in my mail that, oh, there it is in Chicago. Literally, it went like left. They are from South Dakota. June 26th, it was dropped off at the postal office in South Dakota, and August, it showed up in Chicago. I can only assume it crawled there by itself. Anyway, so it's here. It's finally here. This is probably the worst. I've never had a package disappear this long into the abyss of the Postal Service. I didn't want to stress about it too terribly much because what are you gonna do? But at the same time, I feel like one of the stickers on the box means that it was redirected at some point. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It's here now. It's here now. It's quite a big box. I forget how big the toy is. I don't fucking. We've talked about this so many times, haven't we? I don't pay. I don't. I just figure it out. I'm a tenacious little thing like that. Fuck, I should have brought in the sharp object that I'm not supposed to have by myself, because sometimes it makes me hurt myself. Sometimes it's fine. Don't mind me while I fight with the tape on the box. How many times have I done this? I should know what I need, don't I? Like, come on. Okay, alright, opening the box. So it's like one of the large US priority mailboxes. It's not irony. Irony isn't the right word. Just annoying. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Bested by a cardboard box today. It's cool. Okay, so we have our invoice and a crow's nest does like little like silicone medallions with their logo on them. This one's like translucent. Ooh, very cool. I hope it glows. I really hope it glows. Okay. Invoice. Fucking almost $65. I'm not going to get into it anymore because I've already said more than I need to say. Paper. Okay, we're just going to check the box. Nope, we're good. Everything's out of there. Oh my. Okay, we're good. I should mention, I didn't talk about what it looks like on the computer screen and why I bought it. The coloration is called abalone shell, and it looks like a rainbowy oil slick. A little more natural than I usually, like, coloration-wise that I go for, which is ridiculous to say because as I'm pulling it out of the bag, it's, like, shiny blue. Oh, no. Ooh, that's cool. It's just a plastic bag. We can do it. Oh, there we go. Okay. I fucked this up entirely. I didn't talk about what it looks like. Okay, so the reason why I like the Mako is because it's a tentacle toy, a tentacle design, but at the time that I saw it the first time, the only other tentacle I was really aware of was the Ika from Bad Dragon, and what's the other one? I can see it in my head, I just don't remember the name. It doesn't matter. This guy's a bulky one, though. Like, it looks like, you know how squids have the one arm with the, like, arrowhead hand arm thing? Am I the only one that... Just me? Okay. So this guy's, like, thock. I don't know why. Good with numbers. That's what's up. Okay. There'll be photos on the internet somewhere of it, so you can look at it, and hopefully I can capture... the coloration, because this is... Sorry, I'm all over the place, because I feel like I screwed up. Okay, it's really fucking pretty. So he's... Oh my god. He's as big as my hand. Oh no. Oh no. Okay, no, it's fine. Oh no. But like twice as thick. I guess we're going to find out if I'm into fisting. I just want to talk about how pretty it is for a moment. I'm just, just a bit agogged. Okay, so he's really ridgy, ripply on like the outer edges, which as I am quite a fan of. Let me talk about color really quickly, because he is, holy fuck. So if you Google abalone shell, they have kind of like this iridescent rainbowy quality to them. It's quite pretty. I believe people make jewelry out of it. I think a lot of shells have a similar effect. This guy is really, really comparable, because there's like shimmers of purple and blue over like a black and white, like a grayish white. Fucking come on. It's a Monday. How the fuck are you gonna do this? Tenacity. Okay, it's got a really cool opalescent rainbowy sheen, and then there's these like really cool ripples in the color, which just add to that like swirly seashell shiny. Oh, it's so shiny. Okay, all right, let's talk really quickly before I forget flop type stuff, because this was a flop. Again, I don't, so long as, like, I've been seeing some flops listed up on Bad Dragon where it literally looks like the toys had a chunk bitten out of it. That's extreme to me. That's a bit too much. But like air bubbles and stuff like that, so long as it's not gonna create a increased risk of infection or something like that, I don't give a fuck. Like, they're indie made toys. They're artisan made toys. Artisan made toys come with imperfections because they're made by people, not by machines. Anyway, down around the base of the toy, there's like some pocking and I guess like air bubble type stuff. But just looking at the design, I kind of wonder if this is based on a hand sculpted model. You know, I should do more research before I come and run my mouth, but what's the fun in that? I would rather spread misinformation. That's not true. I'll look into it just so I know. It's beautiful. Oh, fuck. It's a little bit scary, but it's really, the pore is really, really pretty. I'm surprised this one didn't get snapped up faster. Okay, so like I said, kind of like arrowheady shaped almost from one angle. He's kind of bulbous and ridgy and that like thick texture that I like. So on the underside, I guess, he's got two rows of suction cups, and just playing with them with my fingers, they are like legitimate suctiony cup type. Oh, that was one of the parts of the design I really like. Oh, the tip's got like a real rainbow. Abalone rainbowy. I'm so happy I have one. Oh, what's that about? It's fine. We'll be fine. It's just like a little skin tag worth of silicone. That's cool. We're good. We're fine. The flop listing also said that there might be pigmentation spots. Until I wash it and like take a really hard look, I don't even know where to start to look for those. I want to put it in my vagina. I want to try to put it in my vagina. I'm not... Okay. This is a great time for me to plug my other work. If you haven't listened to my Utun recording, U-T-U-N, from Fantasy Grove, I think this is going to be a similar experience. So I'm gonna just take a small break and give him a wash and mentally prepare myself. He'll be fine. It'll be good. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. Okay, I'm gonna stop repeating myself. I'll be right back. Hi, I'm back. So as I was washing up my new boy, I reminded myself that, you know, there's no shame in not destroying ourselves every day. So, rather than just try to jump on this one raw, unprepared, just a little scared. I think I'm gonna jump in with like a little intermediate. I'm gonna bring in a wingman, if you will, and he's just gonna get us started. Cause I don't wanna hurt myself, and there's no virtue to hurting yourself, guys. Unless you're into it. Because I'm into some of it. Just not... Just not, you know? So, I'll try not to take too long, I guess. This is kind of one of those situations where I tell myself I really should look at the measurements a bit closer. But, you know, it's fine. Can we talk about in the meantime? This other dick's pretty alright. It's like a pretty one. He's gold and green. Oh. He's a little bit... Oh, he's one of my favorite shapes. Oh, fuck, 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 fuck. Oh. I just, I don't know. Eager. Always eager. Eager? Oh, it's been a bit of a funny... Okay. Oh, fuck. Oh. I might have went hard a couple days ago, and I'm still feeling a little sore. Shit, 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 shit. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, fuck yes, 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 yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. It's fine. Oh. I'm really scared. It'll be fine. I was going to talk a little bit about the suction cups got way more suctiony when I added liquid. Can you hear? This is a suction cup. Oh my God, what's it gonna do to me? Like, that would be the actual scary part about, oh my God, why are you in the way? That would be the really scary part about fucking octopus or a squid, is that you don't actually know what they're gonna fucking do with those suction cups. Oh, I was gonna talk about how thickness affects density. You know how thickness affects density. You're smart. Oh, you look like you understand. Oh. Okay. This one. Fuck. Fuck. He's big. I would like the suction cups on my clip, please. It's like. Oh no. You know, it's kind here's my issue. He's really fucking big. Oh, he's really fucking big. Fucking weirdly shaped. Which is. But it's also kind of a pain in the ass. Sit on it. Maybe if I sit on it. It's like any kind of stretch. You gotta work into it. You're not just gonna be able to like bend over backwards. No problem. Gonna grind for. Oh. This is worse than Pluto. This is really detailed. I'm gonna write. I'm writing him now, so I can use my fat ass to get down on it. I'm so smart. I'm trying. Over a ridge. It's really fucking thick. Oh, fuck no. Oh, okay. So, the way I was. Oh, yes. I don't know, something shifted a little bit. Now it's getting deeper, 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 deeper. Oh. Oh shit! Stop, stop, stop! Slow down! Oh, stop. Holy fuck! Hydration drink! I can't talk about my obituary for a moment. Okay, from the top, I'd really like it to start with, "She tried." Just please don't tell them that I died for a fucking toy in my fucking gut. Oh. I don't know, make up a story. Oh, how unfortunate. She got crushed by a piano and fell out of nowhere. Oh, fuck. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, you fucking bitch. Yeah. Oh, you're good, though. You're such a fucking good girl. So good. I don't... Okay. What else should the obituary say? She lived how she died. Fucking it up. I just want it to, like, get in but not kill me. I don't think it's gonna happen today. I'm gonna try for a while. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. What else could the obituary say? Left behind a whole lot of shit. Here's gonna be my one issue with this particular toy. It's so big. The bigness of it overwhelms the rest of the texture. So I need to get a smaller one. Fucking god damn it, I just wanted to get the Oh my gosh. Vibrator to this. Oh, that would be amazing. Oh, fuck. Then I could. Oh, then I could click tension and my cunt could get stretched out. Oh, fuck. I need new things to pray to, because that one's not helping. So fucking big. I'm sorry if this is boring. I don't. Oh, fuck. Oh, I bet you have a a big thick dick too. Oh fuck, I bet you can make me moan like this. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. I need help. That's what I need. Oh, fuck, 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 fuck. Oh. Yeah. Just. Oh. I don't even. Fucking hell. He's a very weird boy. Oh. Maybe I'm just not feeling like sticking the equivalent of both my hands into my pussy right now. That's possible too. That's always possible, I guess. Yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. But if I could get, like, half of both of them in, that'd be fucking cool. Please. There. We've only got 5/6 more of it to get in. Guys. 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 Okay. Oh, I wonder if. Let me see. Oh, how fun would it be if little suction cups left little suction cup bruises? Ow! Ooh, but ow. I actually like that. Ah, if it doesn't work as a vagina toy, it works as a slapping toy. Great. Club somebody with it. You know, I tried. Arguably, I could try harder. I just took it out of the box. I'm tired. It's a Monday. So here are my thoughts. Okay. I'm gonna take a quick drink. And then I'm gonna talk about it a little bit. If I can get the lid off my water bottle, it is. Fuck. Okay. So, this guy's a challenge. I'm even more impressed with the pour than I was with the pictures of it, which looked, made it look quite beautiful. This is a situation where I think my my eyes had one idea in mind, and my pussy wasn't sent the memo. And for that reason, we're just gonna have to work on them a little bit. We're gonna have to, you know, I think I, yeah, I got like, you know, maybe a third. It's a thick toy. Oh. Yeah, he's wider than my wrist. At the widest parts. Why am I doing this to myself? Yeah, bigger than my hand. I'm saddened and scared. He's really pretty. I feel like I need to put him in like a lineup with Pluto. Aw, I could do like a big toy lineup. And just like work my way up. I would be really afraid that once this one got at me, it wouldn't come out. But I can theoretically children come out of this thing. I can get it out. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. Remember the obituary, though. I'll think of anything else I need to add to that. She loved dick like she loved life. It was fine, I guess. I'm so disappointed in myself. You know what? I don't get an obituary. Nobody gets to know. No, just leave my body in the ditch. Just nope. Call it a day. She's done. No, lazy bitches don't get obituaries. Oh, that's horrible. Okay. It's a really big toy. You know what else lazy bitches don't get? An easy time editing. I apparently hit something weird and didn't notice and lost just like the tail end of my recording. Luckily, all the good stuff is there, I think. Anyway, I just wanted to pop in really quickly to finish the thought of it's a really fucking big toy and I'm gonna have to work on it a little bit. Thank you so much for listening. And thank you so much for spending the time with me. And I hope you're having a great day. Okay, bye. Hi, this is just my little ending bit where I say, this review is not sponsored in any sort of way. I'm not receiving any sort of kickback. I purchased the toy and paid all of the lovely shipping by myself. And, yeah. Just to cover my ass. Not sponsored. All my own dumb opinion. Thank you so much for listening, though. Bye.